of the argument that exists with now going to performances, where people traditionally have been used to seeing somebody going fwang on a guitar and hearing a sound of going bash on a drum and hearing a sound of going on a violin. And you know, it's like, is it a human need that we actually need to see something in order to understand what's happening sonically or not? I'm not sure. I don't know that it is. I certainly know that if my eyes aren't involved in looking at something, I listen in a very, very different way, just to work with sound. So one of the things I do when I play, like, for example, if you can come tonight, I play in the dark and use four speakers, and the audience are kind of with me in the middle so that we can all hear the sound kind of happening in space. And then the whole piece kind of gets made like that, rather than everybody sitting in one place and me, the performer, sitting somewhere else, you know, being looked at, because it's not as if this is an object to look at. Likewise, the although I do spend a lot of my time looking at the screen, and in fact, I've got two pieces of software up here at the moment, and that's another story that I'll tell you about later. It's not quite relevant right now. But it means that there's not that much for me to look at. I know what's happening by what, you know, how it sounds and what things I press here, theoretically, if I'm concentrating. So anyway, right now, this is my little travelling theremin. And I'll just use this as a sound source and attempt to make a little Saturday afternoon piece. I don't think I'll play for more than, like, I don't know, 5-10 minutes or something like that. Okay.